be the prince and I'll be the princess. It's a love story, baby, just say yes.
Beautiful.
Nice. Let's get a word in the chat.
Get a word in the chat.
Thank you.
Spectacular. That was beautiful. You shit stain. Let's go, man.
Okay.
What?
Playtime's over.
Your mom.
Not for business.
Welcome to episode 16 of the Players Only podcast, presented by Blacklight.
That's beautiful.
Woo. Wow, we're back in the room.
Woo.
Intro by Ben.
We're back. Oh,
God.
Top five intro, I'd say, on the Black White podcast. That's 16.
Top six.
Top 16 intro, I'd say. It's up there.
Top 20.
Yeah, back from DreamHack. Top Everyone six. Had like a week off, maybe a little bit over than a week, something like that, about a week. And we're back on the Grizzly now.
We are. Yeah. Well, tomorrow.
But today was a content day. So
content Grizzy.
We're back. I'm ready for it all over again.
Oh, yeah.
But with a slight tweak. We win this time. We win games.
Oh, so this time we take everything?
Scrimbucks. We're going to play for the Scrimbucks.
Yeah. Scrimbucks?
Scrimbucks are important.
As long as we win scrims, we should be good. Word to Ryan Oldfield, you don't fall to the level of your expectations. You fall to the level of your practice.
Oh, that's training.
This is super awkward.
Okay. So awkward. I just love winning
scrims.
How's
everyone doing?
Yeah.
Great. How about you, Jamie? You good?
I'm doing great, mate.
You're
obviously fantastic right now. Had a great week off.
Yeah.
Chilling out in the outback, they call it, of Canada.
Okay.
Just nature.
Just cowboys, pickup trucks, nature, you name it.
Hell yeah, brother. And a couple brewskis.
With the bros.
With the bros. Okay.
I like that.
Well, Joe, how was Little Rock?
It was nice. You know, I got to see my dog, see my family. For a week and just kind of licked the wall.
Really beautiful.
Licked the wall.
No card play?
No.
Just chilling, I respect that. Week. Just chilling.
I like it.
Chilling
smart
with the fans.
Dog. Smart decision. Smart.
Me and Toby both stayed in the six. A nice week off.
What did you do in your week off?
Went out a couple of times.
Go gym a lot?
Went gym. Went out a couple of times with Gabe and Charlie. We watched the Champions League final.
Good final.
It was a great final to watch. I mean, we missed the first goal and we were like, oh, we missed the first goal. There was four more. So it was unbelievable. So that was good.
Yeah. I mean, I just averaged like 25,000 steps walking.
Wow.
It was beautiful in the city. Again,
beautiful in the city.
Use the time, walk my dog a little bit, go for dinner. Relax.
Dinners with the hottest dudes.
Yeah, just no dudes myself. I'm kind of there.
The hottest guys.
Yeah, just nice and chill. Now we're back.
Anyone watching the playoff hockey? Well, I actually am. So this question.
Well, I actually did.
You watched hockey?
Yeah. Well, no, we did.
We went to game one.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
That was it. That's all I watched.
Did they win that series?
Yeah. Edmonton won.
They won it.
So Oilers won.
Yeah, Oilers won 4-1. So funny story is, I went to Edmonton.
Oh yeah.
Hoping that it'd be a game six.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Edmonton.
Well, about that. Yeah.
So I just went shopping instead.
Yeah.
The biggest mall in Canada.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Is it Edmonton?
Mm.
That's kind of weird.
Fair enough.
Yeah, and I don't watch basketball.
I don't really watch basketball.
I watch basketball a little bit, but...
The Knicks, they lose? Was that
the Knicks
who
lost
was?
To the Pacers.
Okay.
And
upset?
I have no idea.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Wow, Premier League darts. Now we're in for it.
That's more like it.
Luke Humphries beat Lou Littler for a triple crown. Yep, he won the Premier League.
I watched the highlights, but I haven't been in.
The Premier League's like it's not just like one
what's
thing.
What's the triple crown? Is what I'm asking.
Did he win it three
I'm
times
just
in
like
a row, or did he win three?
It
events?
Might be like three events in one.
Maybe
like,
one three. Oh, I don't know. Okay.
I'm not sure.
Sounds good. But yeah, some players
they're always playing each other. Them two.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that'll be a matchup for years.
Luke Humphries, man from Leeds, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why I doubt
that. I can't say that. But
what do you say?
Beast.
He's a beast
from Leeds.
This is a weird, very weird tangent.
Have you ever experienced an earthquake? I have, but like I didn't. So I'll do the story. So on LAT last year,
here we go.
Me and Dan, we walked out. We were like at the front door of our apartment.
The bros.
And like Byron was like using the bathroom. I think Kyle was too. Apparently there's an earthquake because I just heard him screaming. I'm like, what? What the fuck's going on? And I go back inside and they're like, you guys didn't feel that? I'm like, what? Like me and Dan didn't feel anything.
Oh.
And there was just apparently like some like insane earthquake and we're just like, what?
You sure it wasn't like a monster shit?
Byron was like, because Byron's like bathroom was like towards the living room so we could hear him the most.
Yeah, and he was squeezing.
He was just
Flying demons, that, legs like, against the wall.
I just heard, like, what the fuck is going on? I'm like, what? Like, me and Dan are just like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Oh.
And yeah.
Okay, wow.
Nothing like that happens. And
yeah. No, I've never experienced the same.
Never.
The seismic activity is on a lower level.
A bit of rain, maybe heavy winds every now and then.
Yeah.
Nothing that heavy.
What is the scariest natural disaster? Tsunami, earthquake, or tornado? Tsunami, right?
Tsunami
has to be. That'd be awful. Because he's just coming towards you and you just know you're next.
Yeah, you're just like, what the fuck
over.
Do I do?
Yeah, it's over. You can't outrun that.
See, I've experienced earthquake and tornado. Like, tornado's not like, well, obviously, depending on how bad it is. But, like, the ones I've experienced have been, like, kind of bad. Like, one, actually, we had, like, a tree by our house. Mm. And it knocked the tree into our house.
No
like,
way.
Broke into the roof. But, like, I don't know. It was never, like... Yeah, imagine besides that obviously depending on the time that could have been really bad, but
that's like volcanoes serious. As well, but like I feel like volcanoes, like you have to be pretty unlucky.
You'd be chalked then, huh? Are we talking like if you're in the middle of it?
If you're in the middle of it, like the worst is be a volcano, right?
I mean, yeah, probably just burning.
You just burnt it.
Well, I think
why am I in the middle of a volcano?
What's the worst natural disaster being? I mean, they're all pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean, they're all really bad.
Typhoon.
Depending on if you're in the middle of it.
Which one could you firm, do you reckon?
Probably the earthquake.
Tornado.
Depends how
tornado, I'll just hold on.
To be fair, if I'm inside the building, in the middle of the earthquake.
Just hold on, bro. I'll
just grab the concrete?
Yeah, yeah. Grab the floor. Yeah, for sure.
Just surf the tsunami.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, surf tsunami.
It. Honestly, that'd be cold.
Don't know who didn't think of that.
These are very big jumps.
This is like philosophical.
It went from like, how was your week to worst... disaster, and now to
self-doubt.
How do you handle self-doubt or imposter syndrome?
Don't anyone explain imposter syndrome? What that mean?
You know what it is? It's like you don't think like you're good enough. You know what I mean? Like, how did I get here? Like, this is like crazy.
You're like you're in a room. You're in a room with like CDL champions.
Yeah, yeah.
And you, like, even though you've won, you'd be like,
I just
shouldn't be in this room.
I don't think there's a lot of things that a lot of COD players would experience. Yeah. Most COD players just got crazy egos. And
yeah,
for like to even get to that point, you kind of have to have a bit of a crazy ego and be like arrogant and all this stuff.
A little bit delusional.
Yeah, you got to be delusional. So like, I don't think it's a massive thing, but I mean, I don't know. I don't think I've never really gone through it, so I wouldn't know how to handle it. To be honest, I've never really gone through it.
You never had thought in your head that I'm really dog shit.
No, because see, I always said to myself when I was coming up in COD, this is us, right?
Yeah.
Genuinely, I always said to myself, if I ever thought one day I got on and that I was like not good enough, I'd stop playing and I'd go.
I don't think that's what
job.
It means, though.
What does this mean, though?
It's like you could be like.
I have that self-doubt.
Yeah, I've had it too.
Fucking, I'm like, sat there after major. I'm like, holy fuck, I'm actually.
I go from winning the event, and then unless I get top six, I'm just sat there going, oh my god,
what's going on?
What is going on? Like,
I think that I think that's probably the best part, though.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Obviously, it's not going to be like self-doubt to the point where
it's not like you drag it out and you're like, oh my god, it's like a constant everyday thought in your head. But you have like moments. You're like, oh my god, like, am I even good enough anymore? Like, but then you just come and win. That gives you motivation to be better.
Yeah,
I know. For me, I feel like I've never thought like talent wise I wasn't good enough. It was more just like, what the fuck am I doing on the map?
Okay.
So I feel like that was like why is fun.
I mean, no, it's fair.
Like, you're a beast.
Yeah, obviously. Well,
because like, the only reason I say that
basically you said like I'm just like perfect.
Okay. No. Let's, because let's the only reason I say that is because even last year when I was shit major one, my coaches would always say, you know, like, I'm very talented, I'm just fucking brain dead.
So you're telling me after like three events in LEG, I don't know your placements, but after that, you didn't sit there like after the event, be like, am I good enough?
No, because the thing was, is everything that was going on, I never thought
good,
like,
delusion. I like
that. Yeah, it's good delusion.
You gotta think about it. Everything that was going on in, like, obviously no one knows like actually what's happening, but like there's just so much shit going on inside that team that I was just like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Like, there's just nothing I could do to fix that.
Like, yeah, I feel like there's a very like thin line you have to tread between pure delusion. Like, it works with us mostly because we've both been on teams that are getting dead last every event, so we know it best. You guys haven't really had that. There's a very thin line between like just pure delusion and like,
saying
I'm good enough even though maybe I'm not.
You gotta understand your situation.
As well as like not putting yourself down and knowing that you're...
From the outside in, I can see why you think that, but like I said, there's just so much shit that was happening in the my team that I was just like...
Yeah. I feel like for your own sanity sometimes, you have to like...
Yeah.
You have to just think that it's not always your fault, otherwise you can go down a dark spiral. Fair enough.
I guess that's different from whoever you're talking to.
I will say, though, last year, if like I didn't have my coach tell me that, I would probably have gone down that path. But
like maybe I'm not good enough.
Yeah, but I had my coach telling me, like, you're talented as fuck, you're just brain dead. And I'm like, no, fair enough.
Yeah. Fair enough. I
mean, that's fair.
You called me at the end of that Vanguard year, you probably had me halfway off the balcony. Yeah. Self-doubt, so. Yeah, I guess it depends who you're talking to for sure.
No, don't do it, Tony.
You still knew. You still knew deep down that
yeah, but it's like
you were good enough.
It was also the team, but then it was also like individual stuff. It was
I was like, within
what's
yourself?
Going on
it compiles.
I understand that.
Especially after Cold War.
Yeah, well, you're on top of the world, basically.
Yeah, you're like,
well, almost.
And then it just goes like, me. But obviously, I'm still here. Don't worry, guys.
Yeah!
Don't worry. I'm here. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey.
Depending, I guess, on the play.
Wow.
Well,
who is someone that believed in you when you didn't believe in yourself?
Like, I kind of already answered that.
But he
the coaches.
From last year, yeah.
The coaches believed in you.
They benched me, but like, yeah, they did. Because like otherwise they would have cut me.
For
if they didn't.
Probably my parents, my girlfriend, my brother.
Yeah, I was going to get the same answer.
But like, I feel like that's like just like a. I mean, I feel it's for everyone. I don't know. It's such a basic answer.
I don't think you can say for everyone.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. That's
a lot
fair.
Of people
like,
have like not the
best
support system.
Yeah.
Which we're pretty lucky, I guess, if we all have that.
Yeah, but I'm temporarily lucky. You know, girlfriend, parents, yeah.
Fucking sick.
Sister, friends.
There you go.
So fucking cool.
I'd say as well. Some of the Boston coaches, obviously when it was going very rough, they still had my back. And like, even when I was in my own head, like, I'm just awful and we're just terrible, like, they'd still build me up and stuff like that. So those people as
shout
well.
Shout out those guys.
Shout out those guys, man, because they're just the real ones. The homes, right?
Shout out the Boston Bros. Guys,
the Boston Bros, yeah. Okay. What is a quote or mantra you live by?
A quote. I don't know.
Manners maketh man. That's mine.
That's what you live by.
I think manners is the most important thing.
Ooh.
That's very, very, very
appalling
statement from you.
What did you say?
I think manners are extremely important.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of quotes.
Yeah, I mean,
mantra.
If Ryan was here, he'd be.
It's like a
same thing,
way
kind of.
It's like a way of life, I guess, like it? Your way of life.
I don't know.
Something like that?
Yeah, kind of like your thing.
Okay. I mean, recently, to be fair, mine's fork been. Okay.
What did you say?
Fork and knife, you
That's
said.
That's weird.
Yeah. That is really weird.
Just give us a little side profile to the camera, quick.
No.
Yeah, that has been done with
Did you get the bowl out whilst you're at home?
Yeah, he put it over there. There you go.
Is the ball cut for
sure. Mantra, I guess, just like well, Joe's kind of ruined it now. Kind of ruined the vibe.
Oh, oh my god, he's joking!
I joked the water.
You good? That's more, bro. Okay.
That's karma.
Hey, that's karma.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking shit yourself.
No, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, do I want to share it now?
Yeah, nah.
I'm laughing
at him.
I'm here. Sorry, I'm listening.
No, I don't think you are either.
I'm listening.
I don't think anyone's listening.
I am. I'm here for it.
Why does no one care?
I'm here for it.
We all care, dude.
No, we don't.
Please tell us.
Come on.
No, because now the vibes are gone now.
Stop, bro.
Nah,
it's his fault. Come on.
It's not my fault.
Be serious.
Can we put a timer?
So, manners make of a man.
He's looking at you, by the way.
Don't fall for him.
Please.
I promise you, he's going like this. Mom, see what?
No, I'm pulling a timer.
He's lying,
bro. Mom, I just brought mom.
Swear to God.
Yeah?
What's up?
Yeah, can I hear it?
Not bad yourself.
Come on.
Let's hear the quote.
No, it's more of a mantra, but it's gone now. I think the moment's gone.
Oh, God.
What is it?
Tomorrow isn't guaranteed.
Oh, that's beautiful. I'm going to cry, bro.
That was actually good.
No, don't.
I was just laughing because you were looking at me. No, that was actually good.
No.
That's more of a quote.
I like that.
That says a quote, but yeah, it's good.
No, it's actually good.
I like it. Because it isn't.
No, yeah.
Live every day like it's your last kind of thing.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Beautiful, man. Really beautiful. Anything from you over there, mate?
Don't really know any
Cheers.
Quotes,
not
bro.
Bad, you. well, I mean, he doesn't know any.
What? That's out the window.
Yeah, that's so nice, Ben.
What was yours?
Huh?
Beautiful.
I don't really have one. I don't know. I don't know what mine would be.
Great. Okay, cool.
Why did you call it like that?
Yeah. We make our own.
Oh, into this
shithole.
No, not shithole, but shit.
Oh, I love Dallas. Dallas is great.
Dallas is great.
Dream hack.
Dallas.
Let's start with the Dallas itself.
Dallas itself.
Location. Yeah, nice. Hotel was great. Room was great. Hotel till it hit 11 p.m.
Yeah. Hotel was great. No, let's not. Elevators were rough.
You know, my mom actually said the same thing. She was like, how did you guys sleep?
I didn't. So.
Exactly.
I didn't hit anything.
Okay, well,
My mom was saying, she's like, she's hearing all the cars. She's like, I don't know how you guys slept. I was like, I didn't sleep.
Oh, yeah, no, that one.
Mate, you should have seen the street as well. Yeah. We went to the bar.
Yes, yeah,
after we knocked out. Yeah. Me and two were there. Sean was there as well.
I was there.
And the street was like, no bullshit, a street over from our hotel. And the whole time we were there, just cars going up and down, honking horns, playing loud music, just revving engines.
Bright Jesus. Lights, like.
I want to say every 2 minutes.
This is at like 6 p.m. or like 7 p.m.?
We couldn't be more in the middle of downtown than that hotel, I guess, to be fair.
Yeah, apparently. Really in the mix.
It was great.
It was hot, though. Wow, it was hot.
It was nice and warm.
A little bit too warm for my liking, I'll be honest. Yeah. A little bit too warm.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't walking weather. Was not walking weather.
It was all right.
Just well, I saw game, very game days wasn't walking weather. Else.
Yeah.
That would be awful for me.
The distance was kind of perfect to the venue. I feel like that's the perfect distance you want. Yeah. It's just the weather wasn't great.
Bit humid, bit warm.
Bit humid, yeah.
Humid's the worst shit. Sticky. If it was dry, I could deal with that. Sticky.
It did stick to you a little bit.
Yeah.
You walking, you can smell it. You can smell
the culture.
And what?
Culture?
Yeah, I don't know. Culture? I mean, it's kind of like another American place I've been to.
Yeah, I don't know if there's that.
The culture. Different. I mean, they're all revving their cars from down the street.
I guess that's the culture. They're all getting lit.
You go on TripAdvisor, things to do in Dallas on Saturday night, drive your car up and down the street, and loud music.
Beep and rev it and beep it as loud as you can. We talk about the hotel. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well,
there you go.
It's like little Batmobiles just driving around.
Yeah, there was.
I don't know what
little was free wheelers that you can just like go too fast into a corner, you flip over.
I wouldn't better talk about this.
Why?
Dinner options.
Can you just go through them for me? Because the first night was pretty
good. That was pretty nice.
North Italian.
Had some salmon, even though for some reason he said I didn't like salmon.
Did you like your salmon?
It was great, yeah.
Did he like his salmon?
Did I eat all of it?
Can we have like a? I should have taken a picture.
Mother's like, was like a VAR.
Mother's like, the salmon was finished completely.
So, salmon finished.
The salmon was gone. What about the rest?
There was some like broccoli bits or whatever. I don't know what it was. It was like cauliflower.
Put it into perspective. Like, everyone ordered a pasta. Ben's ordered a salmon.
What did he get?
Well, he got the fish, but he's done in less than 2 minutes.
Let's give me an attitude.
Well, because he said everyone ordered.
He polishes it off quick, but everyone sat there with the pasta, and you're done, like. Before all of us, I'm like, do you like your fish? You're like, yeah, it's good. Just doing this.
Eating it.
You finished after Ryan. Let's be honest.
No, I didn't finish after Ryan at all.
Grab the fork and then start moving the food around.
No, I was moving the cauliflower.
And then every time I asked, I'm like, do you like it, Ben? You're like, yeah, it's good, bro. Trust.
Yeah, you're making stuff up. All good.
No, actually, do you know what the funniest story was this weekend? It in Moxie's when he was trying to describe what's in the Caesar salad?
Oh my.
No,
do you know what's in it now?
Yeah, what's that?
No, that was Moxie's.
Moxie's. Anyway, moving on. Moxie's. Moxie's was pretty good as well.
That's good.
Yeah, Moxie's was good.
Which one was that one?
What did I have?
We sat outside.
It was like windy.
Yeah,
and then
windy, about to rain.
Pin knocked his Moscow Mule over.
Order Sean. Yeah.
Oh,
and Ryan,
yeah.
Ryan
yeah,
got
yeah.
the cake that was like
yeah,
this
yeah,
big.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that place was actually really good.
Chicken.
What did I get?
You get fish again.
I don't think so. I don't think I did.
You got the ribs.
The ribs, they're pretty good.
Yeah, ribs.
Yep. I want my big back. And then we had the dessert, sticky toffee pud. Bad idea. Bad idea.
I mean, to be fair, Ryan slept.
They were huge.
Ryan.
He had the mocha high.
He said it's not. He said it's barely got any caffeine in it. It's arrived. I genuinely decided this microphone.
Yeah, very tall.
And like this wide. It was
huge.
Huge. And he almost polished it off.
Yeah.
He did good. I'd say 70% of that was gone.
Yeah, so right now we've got 100% hit rate on the food.
And then went to Kitchen and Cocktail. Is that what the name of the bar was?
Yeah.
Okay. We call it a restaurant. It was more of a nightclub.
A nightclub right next to us.
It was a bit mental.
A bit crazy.
It was crazy.
It was a bit crazy. There was a lot of heavy music.
There was a club next door.
Yeah. That was a lot. I literally couldn't hear anything.
Oh my God. Do you see the queue for that place?
It wasn't great.
Yeah, we went all the way around.
Oh my God.
For what?
For that club.
Nightclub.
Really?
Yeah. Like went all the way around the corner, swung around different.
Okay.
It was huge.
Makes sense now.
And then, that was okay. I mean, it wasn't
food was good.
The food was good from there.
Yeah, food was okay.
Maybe not the best place after a rough Friday night. Yeah.
Well, I wanted to just get into bed and just like de-stress.
My head was like still. Like,
yeah.
Boom, boom. That was great.
But I mean,
food was great.
Food was okay, yeah. And then you guys had. I didn't have a Hawaiian Bros.
Oh, yeah, we got railed and then into a Hawaiian Bros. Yeah.
Wow.
Good?
Hawaiian Bros. I mean, is so good.
Jamie's order was crazy.
What, yeah, I messed up the first order.
You came down the south.
Why?
Oh, yeah. I did south.
So, you know, I've got a large plate.
Okay.
But I didn't realize the meat comes with rice underneath it.
So you have extra rice.
I've substituted also a rice out. So it comes like rice, mac and cheese, meat.
Yeah.
I've subbed out the rice, got a large mac and cheese, large mac and cheese.
Yeah, double mac and cheese.
Yeah. Oh, the mac, it was like a mac and cheese.
Did you finish it?
This.
I left the second portion. Holy, that was a lot of mac.
Give it a good go.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
I've had it before, actually. I was at the venue supporting the boys.
Coach Ben Beans.
Almost get railed by the LATAMs, I think it was. They almost got taken down. Luckily, they clutched up. Yeah.
DreamHack event itself. First DreamHack for everyone.
Yeah.
Seen a few. Like,
get to walk around, see it.
Yeah, a little bit. I went around
We watched the CS event.
We walked through the whole thing, basically, to get to it.
Yeah.
We went to watch the CS event. That was nice.
Oh, you went to watch that?
Yeah, we watched finals. I mean, it was kind of a boring finals.
I was going to say, wasn't the game before Godlike?
The Falcons,
Vitality.
That'd have been a good one to watch.
Yeah, we were playing.
Mal's just got dusted.
Tough.
Can't say when I saw it.
I mean, there wasn't that much we looked at, to be fair.
It is crazy, though, that the whole thing's esports.
Everything.
I want to talk about this.
Which part?
Sure. The PPAs.
Oh, they were rough.
That was fucking awful.
Good PPAs, but there's some glare.
Well, the COD space before you got backstage was really good.
Yeah, I agree.
A lot of stuff to do.
Like the challengers, the stage was nice. You know, the venue, like the front of the stage and everything in front of it was nice. Now you get backstage, and I'm actually the most depressed human being of all time back there.
Yeah.
Wow, that was awful.
Pure darkness.
I think that was my least, like, even the one in Boca, I think I liked those way more than the DreamHack one.
You know the worst part was is they actually had the lights on when we first got there.
Yeah, and we're like, this is fucking... Right. And then they turned it off, mid-scream.
Yeah.
Can't play in the dark!
Yeah, that was great.
That was fucking awful.
Stage was decent, it was okay.
Yeah, stage was nice.
I mean, it was kind of a standard one for events. Yeah. Nothing, like, crazy, but nothing... Mm-hmm. It wasn't bad at all.
But the crowd was pretty packed.
Yeah.
Although that was good.
They were pretty much as Optic fans, which they normally are, but they were quite quiet, I felt like.
Yeah, they were.
Normally,
I can hear, like, even our Optic match, I can, like, hear them a lot more, but I didn't actually hear them that much. Maybe that's the secret.
I remember when we played them at Major 2, when Pet started off, like, saying we could hear through the mics.
Yes, like, I could hear that.
That was because of the mics, I think. They were going straight through, remember?
Yeah.
I thought it was loud.
Was that that event, or was it Major 3? Or both?
Major 2.
That was Major 2.
Oh, was it? I thought it was Major 3. Oh, okay.
It wasn't that Major 3. And then Challengers was there as well, which is great.
Yeah, Challengers was nice.
It was right there. I mean, it's a bit rough for them.
I was going to say, Moat seep in there.
Yeah. When the big games were on, I was sat watching Ben and that, I think, during this Sunday morning. So they were on the side station.
Oh, did you watch Ben and that?
Watch Ben and that. I was in the dugout, yeah. And I think LAT Miami were playing. Or LAT Optic, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
While they were playing, and it was loud. Yeah. Like, they no way they'd... Like, they could hear that.
I did like how they had their own little main stage, like the broadcast.
That was nice.
That was good.
Yeah. But pretty good COD event. I'd say out of 10, I'll give it an 8.
I mean, I'd prefer not to play the Bravo stage again because.
Yeah, Bravo stage was rough. Was funny.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
And here
we
are.
Straight into it. Playing Optic. Back to back weekends.
Yeah. Kind of ended the same way.
Did Hugh have a legacy against us again?
Yeah, I think he did.
I think we'll see shortly, probably. But.
Great.
Couldn't win an S&D. Fell off, I guess, against Optic.
Fell off plus ratio.
Almost went down to time, I think. Is
it's just our winners round ones,
no,
honestly.
Online one.
Yeah. Well,
our winners round one just haunts us again.
Red card, HP.
That's a really good map. Started well. Started really well.
Did it?
Yeah.
40-1, maybe.
Yeah, we were like looking really good, and then we weren't looking good.
We were, and then we weren't.
Yeah.
It was good until it wasn't.
The first 60 points went.
Hey, good protocol control.
Yeah, we did have a good proto, to be fair. That was a good proto.
Dealership, I mean, we lost.
1-8, lost, or 1-9, yeah, or whatever it is this
lost
point.
Lost like 3 this event, was
yeah,
it?
We lost everyone this event.
Yeah, so. We played it 3 times, lost it 3 times.
Well, it was about 5 round 11.
Yeah.
Yeah. 4-0, by the way.
4-0, 5-3.
Jamie 1v2.
But yeah, I mean. Yeah,
I mean, the series pretty. So I don't know.
Yeah, we were kind of slammed, to be honest.
Yeah.
Fair enough. One of those things, man. It was. Well, it was round one of events, which for some reason.
They've been playing better. We slowed. Played a bit shit, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the.
They got
the
better, obviously.
Yeah.
Loser's bracket again, ole ole.
Yeah. Yep. Third major in a row. Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah. We love losers round one, I guess. We just absolutely love it. Let's leave the box score out of this. It's a red carpet, no doubt.
I mean, yeah, Puke Shot, Sea Legacy, great.
Yeah, not great. I think we all just got kind of shit on, to be honest. It is what it is. Not much you can do about that.
That's how it looks.
Yeah. Also, our points. Yeah. What can you do? Yeah, let's get off that one. And to this was a series of all time. It was one of the series of all time. It was one of them.
How did this play sure out, my buff?
Insane.
I think every map was just 40 deaths, 40 kills.
Yeah, I think I was
either one or.
Yeah. I think I was Tony. Tony Snell.
Tony Snell, yeah. Okay. After map one, I was like, "Oh, we're breezing these boys. Like,
cool. Like,
we're gonna throw these. Go backstage, like, regain, get ready, like, for tomorrow."
Yeah, it's a dealership.
And then I was like, "Oh, we're dealership map two. Never mind. Fuck.
Lost dealership. Proto Control was a movie. That
was a movie. We were 2-0 down, right? And then I think we were 2-0 down, and then we're 2-2, and then we lost.
Oh, we still had to come back.
Gosh darn it. So backed up against the wall. Top 12 is there. It's waiting for us.
But it is Rewind Hardpoint.
Ooh, we got a little bit dicey. Type shit.
It is Rewind Hardpoint. Type shit. So
yeah, Rewind Hardpoint. I mean,
pretty simple map.
I think you two slammed them there.
Yeah.
You two are frying. Good shit, boys.
There's from map one.
Well, I didn't do much. Onward, so
I did a blackout. I was stuff. Blacked out.
Then we have map five, which was... Yeah.
Went up 4-0, and then like it was looking some good. Some moron got blooded P1. I don't know who that was.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Nah, he's up there, guys.
I think before the round though, then I think there's another one.
Yeah, he's gonna be top.
I think Joe, if you're gonna go at P1, make sure you go right side and slide to the wall.
And then I said, nah, yeah, he's up there, guys. Trust. Anyways,
it's one of those where like you're like just making sure, like boy,
yeah,
he exactly. is up there.
Info death.
There's also another one as well. I think I remember. I was like, yo, make sure you check Neptune spot, like when you go in heli to plant B. And I've just seen him jog up to the bomb, and he's just sat there in Neptune spot waiting. Like, shoots from the back. I'm like, huh? I could have sworn.
No,
I said,
so.
Well, you know,
nah,
there was a lot of misplays.
I'm
hearing
that.
There was a lot of.
Stop grinding.
Easy to say. Easy to say. Check a corner. Don't check it. Oh, good. That's it.
Joe,
anyway,
make sure you check all the heli, please.
I said no.
I'm trolling.
But yeah, we won it round 11. Thank fucking Christ.
Yeah, me and Ben had a great 2v2 as well. It was fucking beautiful play.
To go 5-0.
Yeah, exactly. That was a round.
Yeah, that was a round of all time.
It was like a 3v4. Is that when I pinch Greali killed someone? And
it was the round.
Ended up being a
2v2.
Yeah.
The round where you died P1.
You watched me. I was laying on the P1 steps. I went up, shot the guy in the back. Then I died, got traded. Then they were both down to 2v2.
And then I was in the back.
17 seconds left. They have to come, like, not even a bomb yet. They're even close. Toby's in the helicopter finessing. Someone chow, someone dirt.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
I was in heli, so.
I don't remember. Yeah.
Anyway. Sure. Let's just leave it.
It's probably the worst 1v2 of all time.
Yeah.
It probably shouldn't have been a 1v2, but I calmed that someone was looking for JB.
I shit myself bad.
He was. Yeah. He did do a little.
I'm on hell. He's sitting here. He's keeping me on bomb. No, I'm like, he's on a bomb, guys.
I was holding off in P1, jumping. Right? To shoot him, like, pinch you guys. And Toby's like, they're looking for you. So I just went down the zip, went. Came back.
Where did you die from?
Huh?
Where did you die from?
From P1. Oh, they double pinched P1. I mean, he's on bomb. I'm like, what? I'm like, I'll check. He's on bomb. Behind me, I'm like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, because I was shooting the guy who's like their side.
Yeah, you were shooting the guy like close to bomb.
Yeah, he was like next to bomb on you. I was like backing him down, like, I got him for you. And I was like, wait, we're in a 2v3. Luckily, I've wildstarred to the Rex. And then my mate here, Mr. Corner.
The easiest one of all time.
Hey, we'll take it.
When wants to jump to there.
You take right, it. Right, you take it.
8 seconds left. Like,
they're probably like, where the fuck
what
is
made
this
the
guy?
So tough. Anyone else say
just it? Shit cold, bro.
We played dog shit.
Yeah. We were playing just shit card, to be honest. Yeah. And it was the kind of...
Shit card.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Wasn't the way we were shooting, the way we were playing.
Yeah.
Awful.
Type shit.
Which was real bad.
What's the weekend?
Which was the kind of weekend. Well, the story of our...
Story of the weekend.
Story of our major.
The time we were playing.
Yeah.
Lethargic card.
don't know. That's a big word.
Lethargic?
Brain don't work.
It's lazy. Just slow, cutting, not rotating type shit. Holy moly. Not great from
me.
From us.
Win's a win.
Win's a win. Are you looking at me? Win's a win.
Yes, I went plus 20. Leave me alone, bro.
Keep outlining that beast.
That's so annoying. Yes, he's outlining it. Like, so annoying, dude.
Okay.
Such a beast.
Yeah, that's so annoying.
On to the next series, please.
Nothing to talk about.
Survive Friday, go on to play Saturday versus...
Survive the Friday. That's what we do at the Toro Ultra. Yeah. We survive our Fridays.
We make Saturdays, at
we
least.
Make Saturdays.
Fuck me, that Jeez. Map won.
Jesus!
Yeah, playing LAG.
Looks insane. Honestly,
after this map one, I was like, this is it. This is it.
Guess what again. Map we have, too. Second map, dealership.
Bro, and we get, like, you guys got 1v3. What are you guys doing?
Oh, my.
No, I was dead. No, thank
don't.
You.
Just, we'll leave that. It's fine.
so weird. I'm sorry, Jimmy.
No, why are you laughing?
No, because he said to me. No, I just thought, like, okay.
You know what he did? He is in the swarm. He is in the swarm.
Exactly.
Yeah,
info deaths, bro.
So I died first. I'll run you through it. Ben front baited me. Got my trade. Died to Lunars. You got shot by Lunars.
Then I said he's in the swarm.
I didn't shoot him.
I said he's in the swarm. Go to this. No, oh, yeah, he's in the small room.
No,
yeah.
I tried.
I was coming behind you in the car. I remember.
Yeah, but like, he said, stay down. I said, oh, you said stay up? I bet. I'm up.
He shot 30 bullets, missed every single
one. I didn't hit a shot. I didn't even know what I was shooting at. I just remember popping up, and I'm just moldy gruff.
But yeah, again, 1-1 in the series. Again, and again, and again.
And again, yeah.
And again, and again. Every series.
Yeah. I don't remember the control, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't either. I think it was like kind of close.
Slammed him. Pretty close.
It was kind of close. No?
Was it close?
Yeah, it was pretty close.
Nah,
some
really.
Of the refs were close.
Really.
The second offense was pretty. There was like a 7-7.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like the last one won an offense, right? And that was pretty easy. I think won that pretty good. And then we're playing pretty well.
They got
and then map 4. Jesus. Wet.
To be fair, the whole map 4 was just. It was good. At the start, shit again the whole way through,
and then somehow,
it just
perfect
comes out
2-3-4 into 4 win. Wow, it was.
To be fair. Gunfight you had low P4 at the end.
Yeah, Shiloh John.
Serious. Was it John?
Yeah. Come on, man. What?
Good shit. That was good. It was good hard point.
I don't know if he could dab me up after that.
Yeah.
It was a terrible map 4.
Yeah, it was terrible.
No, I was about the gunfight. I dabbed you for the gunfight.
Yeah, thanks, man.
That's all. I'm not dabbing you for the map 4.
Story of a red card. Different. We only win red card when we're down like.
Yeah. 5 million.
Because she's like, 100 points. I don't know.
Start trying. I don't know.
Sit forward.
Guys,
we'll try now. Fuck.
So yeah, mad comeback, and that was that serious.
Yeah, thank God. Who would have known what could have happened in a map 5?
Jamie Insight Craven with the gunfight win to seal the deal.
Is that when Kotaka goes?
Oh, yeah, I've not seen this.
To who?
To his team.
No.
What, after we beat them?
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, I've not seen this.
Yeah.
There you go. That.
No, Johnny!
Johnny!
He calls him Ginny!
What does he do?
Wait for it.
I can't believe Chow.
By looking at his camera.
That's an awful Chow.
Yeah.
That's awful.
I'm looking for his camera.
Please tell me it doesn't. Really? Yeah, show the shot. Yeah, go ahead and look at the top right.
Yeah, I'm looking. No, he didn't. Come on, man. Come on.
Yeah, not too pleased.
I mean,
to be fair, he's already got through the pain, mate. He's had to watch him all season.
I mean, yeah, honestly, he's probably just glad it's over.
Is their season over? Like, till EWC? So
oh, yeah. So he's just
that
like.
Was their chance, to be fair.
Thank God for that.
Yeah.
That's so, insane to do. No cap.
Yeah, I mean.
Bad.
With the cup.
Nice.
Great. Wonderful series.
Johnny Blinder.
O'Donnell Blinder. Well
I can
played,
tip,
bro.
I can tip that.
And,
he got his get back.
He did.
Kind
Yeah. Ish.
Nice.
But yeah, I mean.
Good job, man.
Be it LAG, let's go.
Massive win for us.
On stage.
Well, that's just kind of a thing we do at events. We beat LAG. It's kind of.
Yeah, that's like
our side. Yeah. Oh, they're in losers waiting for us. We'll take it.
Yeah.
Spot.
And then.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This was great.
This was
so funny. Jamie was very.
Jamie watched this back about
I mean,
four
I
times.
It. Yeah,
you were very invested.
I'm not, no, like, I'm not.
I think he was kind of fuming. Like he's
like, why is he touching?
He's touching my boy, Scrap. Like,
I think
why
we're on stage.
My boy?
I actually went up there.
Yeah. You were not
relaxed.
Happy.
I told him back.
Yeah.
I think I watched it 40 times at 0.25.
Yeah, I don't think we need to watch it, Sean, to be honest. We've watched it a million times.
I got it on my phone if you want to see it.
Yeah. It's a screensaver. Yeah, but that was fucking hilarious. Actually,
it's always fun when it happens, but obviously it's not ideal at
all. Oh, it's like, ideal.
Scrap it, like, come on. I was hoping someone would throw a fist. Yeah, or yeah. There, but that'd be a bit boring when the whole team joins.
Like it's hockey.
On,
yeah,
guys,
yeah, yeah.
Like
it's hockey. Just start grabbing.
Just throw the punch, please.
And then everyone stand back and the refs come
that
in.
It
and
is a bit crazy that just walking over to flipping them off.
Yeah.
That would probably.
Well, it wasn't even that. It was just the fact that he hit himself in the face.
I've seen you fly over there, not with the birds out. Like
no,
that.
Just punching people.
Well, that's perfect. Yeah.
I wasn't punching him.
So what happened?
Well,
like,
that.
You like
fist
bumped his
so
head
I think
into
I
Scrap's
think,
face.
I think Sue was walking over and doing this to him. Yeah. So then Scrap was like fist bumping, and then he went like that to like say like fuck you, and then he fist bumped him, hit himself in the face, and then he was like. Started gripping him, and I was like, Scrap, what are you gonna do, man? Look at him.
I was like, no, it's all I was gonna Super was like this.
Yeah, he was like, don't check the weed,
got surrounded. Got surrounded by
like this.
Yeah, so that was fucking hilarious.
Come on, Joe, what are you doing? He steps you like that.
I'm just saying, you're a really nice bloke.
That's Joe would eat him alive, I think.
I think I'd actually laugh. Like, because I'm
we
way taller than him.
Wait, if you're Scrap Shoes, you would laugh?
Yeah, well, no, I'm saying, like, because, like, Super like stepped up to him, right?
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
Looking up, I'd laugh because I'm just like.
Probably 1,000 scriptures. I'd see after a loss, I'd see red.
Oh yeah,
I really would see red. Like I'd, yeah.
Fair enough.
You'd hurt him.
I don't know. I probably not. No, but I'd be fuming. I would be fuming because I'm a bad loser as it is. So if someone smacks me in the face, intentionally or unintentionally, my head would fall off completely.
If someone smacked me in the face,
yeah, but like if they
I would never
online,
put my finger
comes
like
over and talks his shit after they beat them.
Yeah, but talking shit's like different than actually like.
What do you mean? I'd rather someone talk shit after they beat me than talk shit over what we're doing now.
I'm confused.
Like
what
after
about?
They talk shit on like a podcast, right?
I guess. Yeah.
It kind of just, you know.
Oh yeah, it's much worse doing like in a podcast because it's kind of more personal. Like, in the moment, it's like
he probably was like waiting.
Oh,
for
he was. Yeah, he had
the entire weekend.
Yeah, he had the receipt waiting. He was.
It's just one of them ones. He has to get.
I mean, Super's fine doing what he's doing. I think just when he.
The
whole thing where
soon
like
she
crossed
that side of the stage, you might have to
chill.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
a little too much.
But I mean,
talk
fine.
Your shit on your side, player.
Manager.
Player.
Yeah, guys.
Anyway, yeah, cool. That was that. That was fun.
That's so sad.
And you have this series. Oh man, God. It hurts. It hurts, man.
It was good too. It wasn't.
It was so good.
Damn.
So Matt many one. Points.
Yeah.
That one we're in. Such a good spot.
Oh, it wasn't dealership map too. Fuck.
It wasn't.
Nah, we don't have excuses anymore.
Yeah.
Last yesterday was blood. It just was over.
Yeah. It was. We spawned in. Oh, it's map 3 now. Vault control.
Vault control. Why? The boys can play vault control.
We can play vault control. It's so annoying. The best vault control team is us.
That is so annoing.
I mean,
Skyline was good as well until it wasn't.
Skyline was really good.
Oh, yeah, it was both hard points. It was good until it wasn't.
Yeah. We should have won both hard points. Should have won 3-1. First the champions.
Should have, could have, would have.
Should have, could have, would have. About a million things, I guess.
Yeah. Same thing.
I'm sure the red card we would have won anyway.
It wasn't the guns. The guns were shooting.
Guns were shooting. We're shooting this.
I'm sure if we won the start, we would have won the red card.
Yeah.
S&D was looking good that weekend.
Yeah. We were looking
our
really.
Fives, no, our map fives were insane.
Map fives
weekend.
Were one
yeah,
of
yeah.
True.
We love this map five shit.
I do love that map five shit. Anyway, yeah, we lost to the winners. Congrats to those guys. Yeah. Fucking.
LA Beast.
Great guys. LA Beast. Seemed like a close game. Yeah. Very, very close game. Very close series. Yes.
Holy shit, is that Tony down there?
I mean, it kind of just shows that our HP was pretty good.
Yeah,
they're
in
like
such
pretty
winning
much
positions.
Egg, so.
Yeah,
it's just, rough.
But hey, it could have been worse. We could have just got stomped.
That's true.
Felt like shit. Been like, we're just awful. Yeah. But we obviously showed that
there was good moments.
A player two and both hard points.
When we have it in our hands versus the champions, hey, it's not the end of the world.
Champs,
baby. We can refine this now in the next couple of weeks, and we can stop getting top six. Hopefully, that's the plan.
Eliminated from major four.
At least past top
three. I'll take past top three. Yeah. It's not top six, honestly. I'm sick. We're at the same placements every event this year.
Yeah.
Top six, top three.
Third, six.
Yeah, well.
It's six, a sandwich.
Six, third.
It's a six sandwich.
What do you do now?
What?
Champs and EWC. How are you going to make that sandwich?
First.
So yeah, like first.
Breadsticks on the side.
Ah, I heard you.
Cold.
So we had the pizza.
Crazy bread.
End of season. We finished third in the standings. Whoa. Yes. Did we get a medal for that? Like, post-bronze medal?
Hopefully. win for that.
But yeah, great, I guess. I mean,
We play Ravens, round one of champs.
Yeah, play the Carolina Ravens.
Mm-hmm. Rematch.
Rematch.
It's a rematch, baby. Grudge match.
They had their chance, and they choked it. Because this time, we'll come with heat. Sure.
That was top five coldest.
Thank you. Of the pod?
Of the year.
Yeah, not even just the pod, the year.
And then these... What are we looking for? What are we...
Oh, I was saying that they could have like flipped seeds.
Oh, right.
Optic won the...
Right, yeah. What was the reason they're on the same points? What was the reason
Ravens have a winning record versus them.
Huh?
No, actually...
Oh, they're on the same points, or why...
They're sixth and...
Ravens have a better record versus each other.
Oh, okay. That's how that works. Cool.
Or is it the map win percentage?
Maybe both. I don't know. I'm pretty sure. I thought they were tied by themselves.
Yeah, scroll down.
It should say tiebreakers there. You know what I'm saying? Like a tiebreaker. Yeah, yeah. Head-to-head match map. Win. Yeah. So you're right, John.
Yeah. It only goes map count if it's like multiple teams together.
Mm. Okay, cool. And then Rocker, C9, General Mates, Falcons, miss out on champs. Yeah. 35. 3-28 from the Falcons. Is that worse than Boston? I kind of think. Is that worse than the Boston year?
I fucking hope so.
I don't know if it was. I think Boston got four.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you guys got four.
Well, not me. I wasn't in for the three wins. I was in for Toronto.
I think Toronto.
Couple more somewhere in there for sure, right?
It's okay.
Anyway, shout out those. Shout out Falcons for taking my record. Appreciate that, boys.
Yeah,
looking for those teams.
Yeah.
Okay.
Happy with how the season went?
Not really. Yeah. Could be worse.
It definitely could be worse.
But
like,
I was hoping to get one in there.
Yeah.
I mean, I did miss an event and had a very stressful lead up to a second event. So shout out to that. That was sick. But the first two, no excuse. I mean, look, could have been better. Could have gone better.
Yeah.
Especially Major 2. We were right there. But I mean,
yeah, true.
Don't matter if you win
champs. Type-ish. No one's going to care.
No one's
going to care about Major 4. No one's going to care about Major 3. It's who got that ring. That's all them has.
Feel good about round one champs.
Yeah. Play Ravens.
Feeling spectacular to play Terry.
I'm just excited to play champs in front of that crowd. Very excited.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be sick. It's kind of our crowd.
Yeah.
I hope so this time.
Yeah. I should hope so, yeah. Toronto's good fans.
Mm-hmm. Team's not making it. Rocker kind of spoke about it a little bit. Yeah,
C9's crazy.
C9 not making. I mean, I remember start of the year, people were making like tier lists, like all like, you know, Zuma and all that, would have said like C9 would be a top four team. They've not made champs. So I mean, that's kind of
Rocker too.
I thought kind of wild.
All right.
LAG were up there at the start of the season.
Yeah, they were as well. They're in the conversation. Maybe.
I thought they would
much
at least
different
been
roster,
like,
but
top eight.
Yeah,
never know.
Yeah, I think Rocker are unlucky as well. I think they had a really rough start to the season, but towards the end, they're actually looking all right.
I mean, it was just map fives.
I mean, is there much difference
lost a lot in
them
fives,
and like Carolina, for example, them and Boston? Like, there's probably not much difference, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's kind of unlucky for them to not make it, but the other three, I think, were far and away the worst three teams.
Yeah.
So, what can you do?
Unlucky, man.
3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. 3 weeks, baby.
For the big one.
3 weeks. Scrims and training.
Scrims.
No flight.
No flight. It's been wonderful.
We have like what? Like
train ride. An hour and 30 train.
Is it a train ride? We're taking?
Yeah.
Train. Humble yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
humble
yourself. With cycling. Team activity. Cycling.
With your suitcase.
I'd die. I think I'd actually die.
It's not that
What's
far.
Up?
Yeah, you?
Not bad yourself.
Decent. Okay. New game update.
New game update.
We don't know.
Yeah.
The current moment we have.
Or you tell me.
Yeah. If you guys know, put in the comments about what patch we're playing on. I'd love to know. Because we don't have a fucking clue.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone's at this point going to see Dill's tweet, like Envoy's tweet.
Oh, yeah.
Did he tweet?
Yeah, he made a tweet about it saying, like, we have like a week on it. I don't even know. I don't know what's going on. I don't know the situation.
I honestly don't know.
We're switching updates about 40 times. League up to champ, so
new control spawns,
yeah.
Casters glitched.
This is good.
Movement's a little bit different. All that stuff.
Yeah, you know.
New GA
champ, that's
maybe.
So tough. Oh, nice. He deleted it.
Nah, it's good.
Oh, wait, no,
2020.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, refresh.
You have to refresh?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, refresh.
Refresh?
You should.
I've never seen this before.
It does it sometimes when I open people's accounts, it'll like show up old tweets. Wait, what's going on?
The Prince of the North.
Wait a minute.
Oh, car purchases.
Excuse me?
No, well, it's now it's back to 2020. What
nah,
is going
hell
on?
No.
All right.
Anyway, it's fine. His tweet was pretty much just explaining
why
we're not going to the new patch and what's going on.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, if you're
probably fine.
Gonna...
Probably fine, let's be honest. Wouldn't be surprised.
What needs to happen now between now and champs?
Sorry, what?
I just went cross-eyed saying that.
What needs to happen now?
Between now and champs?
Yeah, you?
Not bad as yourself.
Get S&D back to how it was.
Yeah.
Iron out the map pool a little bit.
Clean up the hard point bit.
Hard point's been good, but could be better.
Clean it all up.
Yeah.
And get good at...
Give him a little more consistent control.
Hassy and protocol control.
It'll be sweet.
And we'll win champs. Simple. It's
so simple.
It's just about every S&D hard point control. We got it.
If we win every S&D and every hard point, we'll win champs.
Wait. No way.
We'll win champs.
Nah, that's fucking sick, bro.
Anyways,
okay, cool.
Alright. Attach your towers looking slash is the only OG player left. Shout out to Attach, man. What a guy.
Shout out to Attach, man. What a beast. My boy. Yeah, I mean, there's still
I did watch the retirement video, actually. It was a good video. A really good video.
Shout out to Shostin.
Shout out to Shostin. I didn't really watch the old events, though. I won't lie to you.
Okay.
I watched a few.
I only started watching in BO3. Like, end of BO3. So,
I watched a lot in AW and Black Ops 3.
I wasn't a big watcher of COD, actually.
Well, I used to watch, like YouTube videos and, like, pubs and shit in, like, BO2, but I didn't watch,
Like, Nature and stuff?
Yeah.
Wow. That was my jam back in the day. I actually didn't watch much. Zero for you. yeah, that's it. I don't know.
I scored out. I didn't watch it at all. So.
I
did a lot.
What?
Yeah, not
did
bad.
You watch his retirement video?
No, I didn't watch that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Back in those days, it was cold. Though. Everyone had like the same game attack. People like TCM Bink you Flux.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Play that guy.
Everyone had their org name before that game.
It looks sick.
Oh, yeah.
All that stuff. Wow.
That's what I really liked.
Joe D. Okay. That was it.
What was going on there?
Nothing.
Not bad yourself.
All right. Well.
Okay.
Well, that was episode 16 of the Players Only Podcast presented by Blacklight. We'll see you soon for episode 17.
See you soon, guys.
See you soon.
Bye.
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 Bye.